This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. There is no requirement for you to live, nor work, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, to reach out to Brandon Legal Group. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Call for a free consult anytime, 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is also presented by Pin Chasers. My congratulations to Anthony Peroni and his family on 60 years is the anniversary this year of Pin Chasers in Tampa Bay. Three locations, East Pasco, 6816 Gale Boulevard. The Midtown location is enormous, 50 lanes. And I've walked in a few weeks back, 2 p.m. on a Tuesday, and all 50 lanes were full. Summertime, get indoors, get out of the rain, get out of the heat, kids are out of school. Yeah, it was something. 4847 North Armenia, and the Veterans location has 40 lanes of bowling at 5555 West Hillsborough Avenue. You never pay to rent shoes at Pin Chasers. And as Drew Garabo, also a big supporter of Pin Chasers, reminds his listeners on 102.5 The Bone, even if you don't have socks for the bowling shoes, just ask them and they'll be happy to provide a pair for you to use so you can bowl that day or that night. Birthday parties, great idea. Group outings, terrific idea. Late night specials, they've got them. Sunday through Thursday night, even the breakfast bowl. You get a full breakfast and 2 hours of bowling before 11 a.m. 7 days a week for just $8. Pin Chasers. Thanks for your support, Anthony Peroni. Congratulations on 60 years. Yes, another new Toddcast. See, this was always the week when I worked in local or national sports radio that was considered the absolute worst week to be on because the common conversation was, there's nothing going on. But as I moved through my 17 and a half years of national radio, I came to appreciate that just because, quote, nothing is going on doesn't mean that I have nothing to talk about. So I would ramp up my game even more. So I'm doing that this week. This is the third podcast in the last, roughly 72 plus hours. And I invite you to subscribe to the Todd Wright Toddcast. That way you know, I'll do one every 7 days. Sometimes I'll do one every 5 days. In this case, I've done three in a little more than 72 hours. I can do them whenever I want with the support of Brandon Legal Group and Pin Chasers and JoeBucksFan.com. All it takes is me wanting to do it, and I can do it. So subscribe to the Todd Wright Toddcast and tell your friends about it as well. Also, I encourage you to follow me on Facebook. It is my personal page. I don't mind. I'm Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Or Instagram at ToddWright2019. My email, if it is something that is not of a fantasy football matter or something not of a golf matter, there are separate emails for that. If it has to do with the Toddcast and you want me to actually see it and respond to it, you know, you're accountable. Email me at write.todd@yahoo.com. So last night, I enjoyed what I found out later was a bit of a rebroadcast of an Ira Kaufman podcast. By the way, I've always called him Ira Kaufman. Now I'm hearing Steve at Joe Bucks Fan, and Mike Cairns, always over at Bay News 9, has always said Ira Kaufman. So the next time I work with Ira, I'm actually going to ask. He's never corrected me. Not that Ira has any opinions on anything like that. So I think I'm within my right to just, well, I don't know if I've ever said his last name to him, but whether it's Ira Kaufman or Ira Kaufman or the Sage, Ira and I have always had a very mutually respectful relationship, and I'm flattered that he thinks highly of me as a person, my work, my place in the community, and my golf game, because I got Ira with Joey DePompo over at Tampa Bay Downs Golf, and his golf game and his golf equipment is coming along rapidly. Now, Ira, I just need to get you some more golf shirts because I gave you one and I've never seen you not wear it now. Like, I worry you wear it to bed, which is fine. I love the publicity. It's got my logo on it, but I need to get you some more golf shirts. The Ira Kaufman, the Sage podcast is extremely popular, and I know why. It's just very entertaining. I was listening to the rebroadcast, and at one point in this rebroadcast, Ira, Steve, Lee, and someone I've never met named Zach, who seems to do just fine, and gets a lot of mentions from Ira, were talking about his top 25 quarterback list. Now, this caught my attention because an earlier Todd Wright Toddcast, it didn't talk so much about the list. It talked about why Chris Sims did the list the way he did to draw attention to himself, which in and of itself is flawed. So Ira took some shots at Chris Sims that I wouldn't even take. Wow. Let's just say the word spleen came up and then brain came up in the next breath. So Ira wrote up his own list. And I actually wrote down Ira's list. Sims went 1 through 40. Ira went 1 through 25. I get it. Ira didn't want to waste time on 26 through 40. I kind of don't blame him. So I wrote down the list and then I asked Steve at JoeBucksFan.com, do you think Ira would mind if I did a podcast about his list and I made some changes in the spirit of the baseball All-Star game, which was going on at the time that I was listening to this podcast? I said, can I do a podcast where I make a couple double switches? And it was embraced. Now, I don't know if Ira will embrace it. I'm hoping he does. It's all in good fun. But Steve said, absolutely. Go right ahead. He is fair game, just like anything else, just like I am. Okay, fine. So to bring you up to date, if for whatever reason you didn't read the column or you didn't hear this very entertaining podcast, Ira's 25 quarterbacks, I'll go in reverse order. His 25 in order. 25, Mariota, 24, Dalton, 23, Stafford, 22, Eli, 21, Trubisky, 20, Jameis, 19, Foles, 18, Carr, 17, Garoppolo, 16, Dak Prescott, 15, Baker Mayfield, 14, Cousins, 13, Newton, 12, Watson, 11, Wentz, 10, Goff, 9, Big Ben, 8, Russell Wilson, 7, Rivers, 6, Ryan, 5, Luck, 4, Mahomes, 3, Rodgers, 2, Breeze, and 1, Brady. And a lot of where he came from in ripping Sims was a lot of where I came from also, because Sims, to draw attention to himself and ProFootballTalk.com and their radio show and their TV show, listed Brady, Breeze at 9 and 10. Insane. And I explained why Sims did it, and it was to create attention for Chris Sims. Ira puts Brady Breeze more accurately at 1 and 2. Now, you can debate whether you could squeeze Rodgers in there, or if you already want to elevate Mahomes to that level, but I certainly side much more with Ira's opinion on ranking Brady Breeze back-to-back, then, hi, look at me, I'm on TV, just like other quarterbacks like Aikman and Romo, I'm Chris Sims, I'm over here, who ranked Brady and Breeze at 9 and 10. So there was Ira's list, 25 through 1. Now, I am going to take the liberty, in the spirit of baseball's All-Star game, to make 5 double switches. Simply take one guy who's ranked in this spot and double switch him with a guy ranked in another spot. I'm not doing my own rankings. I'm just double switching. I get 5 of them. And I think it will make Ira's list better. We'll see if Ira agrees if he ever mentions me on one of his podcasts. Okay, let's start at the bottom. Mariota at 25. I'm double switching him with Jameis at 20. Move Mariota up to 20, Jameis down to 25. This is real simple. Mariota's had the better career. They were both selected within 15 minutes of one another in the same draft. There was a bit of debate, as there often is, about the top, if there's a top two quarterbacks in the draft or more than that, who should go first, who should go second. We went down this road when the Bucs decided to take Winston and the Titans took Mariota too. They both are kind of at the same point of their careers. Their teams are all in on them in the final year of their rookie contracts, picking up a $20.9 million single-year option. And as of right now, there are no guarantees beyond that for either player with his current organization. Ira always points out the Bucs have never signed a quarterback to a second contract. I believe that involves quarterbacks that they've drafted. Mariota deserves to be higher. He does. He's done more. He's not been a problem off the field. He's gone to the playoffs, and he's won a playoff game. It is that simple. So I double switch Mariota and Winston. Mariota from 25 to 20. Winston from 20 down to 25. Let's move up the board a little bit. I'll leave Foles at 19, Carr at 18, Garoppolo at 17. Dak to me is a little low at 16, but I'll stop there and I'll double switch Mayfield at 15 for Cousins at 14. Here's why. I think if you were to ask 100 people, you can tell there isn't a lot on TV these days, so I've been watching Celebrity Family Feud. If you were to ask 100 people surveyed, choose one quarterback right now. And this was Ira's criteria as well. Age does not matter. This is who you want right now. If you were to ask 100 people who have any level of interest or knowledge of football, who you want as your quarterback right now, Baker Mayfield or Kirk Cousins, I think a minimum of 60% would say Baker Mayfield. Kirk Cousins is kind of considered a 500 quarterback, and he's been around a while. Two different organizations. The Vikings brought him in kind of as the final piece of the puzzle to push them over the top and paid him an inordinate amount of money for 3 years fully guaranteed. And what happened? They went in the wrong direction. Kirk Cousins has a problem with the clock in his head and feeling the pass rush. The last 2 years, he's taken 81 sacks and lost a total of 604 yards on those two sacks behind two separate offensive lines on a team he didn't want to play for, the Redskins, and on the team he chose to play for, the Vikings. There are a lot of questions about that contract and about Kirk Cousins this year. There are no questions about Baker Mayfield going into his second year with the Browns. Now, I'm sure some people would question, well, are we getting ahead of ourselves here? That's not the question I'm asking. No one is asking the same question about Mayfield that they're asking about Cousins. Mayfield has improved the Browns, and he did it in less than a full season. He has changed the way we think of the Cleveland Browns, to the point where even Odell Beckham Jr. wanted to join the Cleveland Browns. Now, I don't think that dynamic with the existing OC is going to work. I think Beckham's going to walk all over that coach, but still, it says a lot for Baker Mayfield. Just the optics of the Cleveland Browns since Baker Mayfield played 14 games for them as a rookie is extremely different. He has the Browns going in the right direction. Cousins did not improve the Vikings. So my second double switch of Ira's list is Mayfield at 15, switching with Cousins at 14. I'll leave Cam at 13. I wonder about this new throwing motion. Watson at 12, Wentz at 11, and we get to Jared Goff at 10. And here's the big switch. Jared Goff needed to make one throw in the most recent Super Bowl. In a Super Bowl dominated by defense and otherwise inefficient offensive production, Jared Goff needed to make one throw to a wide open wide receiver in the middle of the end zone to give the Rams a legitimate chance to win that Super Bowl, and Goff couldn't make it. Despite the fact that the Rams had this big-time offense last year that produced at high levels, there are many questions about whether or not Jared Goff is a product of the system, and if McVay and the Rams will move on from Goff rather than extend him on this initial rookie deal. And those questions become even louder if Todd Gurley cannot play through what appears to be a chronic knee problem that surfaced at the end of last year that he only really was able to put aside in the playoff win against the Dallas Cowboys, where the Rams were successful because they had two 100-yard running backs against the Dallas Cowboys. The Rams did go on to win the NFC Championship game, and I know the thought is the Saints deserve to win that game, but I'm not going to hold against Goff that he had a bad game because the Rams were in it. It wasn't like the Saints dominated the game. It was an even game, so Goff held his own. But I don't think Goff's done enough to justify being called a top 10 quarterback in this league, especially based on all the discussion and his performance in the Super Bowl. So I'm going to switch Goff at 10 with someone Ira ranked at 23. And that was a guy who 23 months ago, signed a contract at that time making him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. So Ira, there's no way in 23 months the guy who signed a deal to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL is now the 23rd best quarterback in the NFL. So I'm double switching Jared Goff at 10 for Matt Stafford at 23. Matt Stafford he's played eight straight seasons without missing a game. Eight straight. Now, if you're saying, well, Stafford's getting older, whatever, he's 31 years old. He's 31. Yeah. Think about Brady and Breeze, will you? Stafford's 31 years old. I know he's never won a playoff game, but let's remind everyone where Matt Stafford plays. He plays for the only team in the NFC that has never either hosted an NFC title game or won an NFC title game. He's playing for the same organization that had guys like Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson say to the organization, you know what? I'm good. If you're not going to let me go play somewhere else, I'm not going to play here anymore. I've had enough of this shit. That's what Stafford has been saddled with. He's played through it without saying a word for 10 seasons. The last eight without missing a game, I'm not even sure he's missed a snap. The numbers are still good. I'm not saying they're great, but they're good. And I just ask all of you to imagine since I'm double switching him with Jared Goff. What might McVay do with Stafford in the Rams offense? Don't you think Matt could have made that throw in the most recent Super Bowl? If Stafford was given those kind of weapons and that coaching staff, rather than Fatso wearing the garbage bag, the defensive guy from New England, who he's got now in Matt Patricia. In every league, there's always a really, really good player stuck on a bad team. And in the NFL, you can make a case that's Matt Stafford. So, by the way, born in Tampa. I'm double switching Stafford from 23 to 10 and moving Goff down to 23. The last two sort of go together. Let's call it a double-double switch to finish the Toddcast. To remind you of the rest of Ira's top 10, I've already double switched out Goff for Stafford at 10. The rest of Ira's top 10 was Roethlisberger 9, Wilson 8, Rivers 7, Ryan 6, Luck 5, Mahomes 4, Rodgers 3, Breeze at 2, and Brady at 1. So the double-double switch to finish adjusting Ira's top 25 is real simple. We take 8 and 9 and double switch them with 5 and 6. We move Wilson and Roethlisberger up and bring Luck and Ryan down. This is real easy to me. Wilson and Roethlisberger have won Super Bowls. Ben has won 2. Russell has won 1. And granted, a bad play call, in addition to a throw he probably shouldn't have made, cost Wilson a second Super Bowl win. I think we'd both agree that you don't question how much Roethlisberger and Wilson can and do win, no matter what the circumstances are. And we're going to see some of that with Roethlisberger this year, minus Le'Veon Bell. Granted, they played all last year without Le'Veon Bell and without Antonio Brown. Wilson has already gone through this. There were a lot of football experts who thought Seattle would have a rebuilding year last year. Russell Wilson did not let that happen. They made the playoffs. Russell Wilson was the main reason that happened. So I move them up and I slide Luck and Ryan down because the body of work of Wilson and Roethlisberger is better. And they have more of a track record of winning under adverse circumstances. Luck's just a couple years removed from we wondered if he was ever going to play again. And granted, he got the Colts back to the playoffs and they advanced in the playoffs. And I am a big Andrew Luck fan. He, at the height of Andrew Luck, before the injury, he was the loser of the Deflategate game in the AFC Championship. Hasn't been back to the AFC Championship since, and hasn't been to a Super Bowl. And as far as Matt Ryan, 28-3. And Kyle Shanahan gets most of the flack for that, for calling too many passing plays. But if Matt Ryan makes a few more throws, maybe Kyle Shanahan doesn't get questioned. So to me, it's easy to double switch 8 and 9, Wilson and Roethlisberger, for Luck and Ryan at 5 and 6. Because Ira said age does not matter. So the fact that Luck and Ryan are younger than Wilson and Ben, I guess Ryan, Wilson's not an old quarterback because he just got his big deal, but Ben is, nevertheless. And Rivers there at 7. Let's keep Philip there, although some say his best chance to get to a Super Bowl was last year, and the Patriots ran roughshod through the Chargers in the divisional round. So, my double switches to Ira's top 25 quarterbacks are Mariota at 25 moves up to Jameis Winston's spot of 20. Jameis drops to 25. Baker Mayfield at 15 moves up to the Kirk Cousins spot of 14. Cousins is below Mayfield. Matt Stafford, 23 months ago, made the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, deserves to be in the top 10. So we'll give him Jared Goff's spot on Ira's list and move Goff down to 23. And the last double-double switch is a simple bump up of Russell Wilson at 8 and Ben Roethlisberger at 9 to the spots Ira has occupied by Andrew Luck at 5 and Ryan at 6. And yes, I'd put Wilson at 5 and Ben at 6 and Luck at 8 and Ryan at 9. I think Luck has had less to work with than Ryan and can do more on his own, even though he hasn't gone to a Super Bowl. Your comments are welcome, just as I welcome Ira's comments at some point. I hope Steve from Joe Bucks Fan or Lee bring this up to him. Maybe Zach will. Zach, I'm Todd. Nice to meet you, even though we haven't met. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com is my email. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast, presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm, 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com, and by Pin Chasers. Three locations in the Tampa Bay area, Zephyr Hills, North Armenia, and the Veterans location at 5555 West Hillsborough. Pin Chasers has been offering fun for the whole family. Family fun, summer camps, birthday parties, group outings, late night specials, cheap date nights for 60 years. Congratulations to Anthony Peroni. Visit pinchasers.net or call 813-871-2695. Thanks for listening to the Toddcast. We'll talk to you again sooner than you think.